Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. I am coming to you from the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as per usual. This week we had episode 63. Adam and I were joined by James Wheeler in the studio, and we had John Egan with us via Skype from Green Bay. Get out in the open. We had some technical issues. Signal cut out. We had to drop it for a second. But, you know, there's a really great bonus track now, so something good came of it. But other than that, before we get to the episode, a couple things I need to plug. First, website, bufferingpodcast.com. Photos, bonus tracks, archive of the episodes, articles, fun stuff, check it out. Nice bulleted list for you. iTunes as well. Search for Buffering. My name, Adam's name, any of our guests' names. Great way to subscribe. Stitcher. Listen to that one as well. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio, as Adam usually says, and we'll say next week, since it was cut out with all the technical issues, which you'll notice. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Bonus track. Listen. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook.com/BufferingPodcast and on Twitter at BufferPodcast. Updates about the website, iTunes, things like that. Check it out. But for now, here's episode 63 with James Wheeler and John Egan. Enjoy.
Oh, yes.
Magic.
That's quite enticing. Do you guys ever use the goofy Stitcher Radio ones that we did that one week?
We haven't used those yet. I did pass those over to you.
Yeah,
so that you could integrate them in as you see fit.
Just curious.
Yeah. No, we'll do something with them eventually. I tried to do the one word at a time and phrase at a time, and some of them, it's just the pacing wasn't right,
yeah.
So it was hard to regulate that.
Well, you need a metronome.
Well, we needed one when we recorded.
I'm just playing.
Yeah. But this would actually be a good time to start. So, James, John, thank you for being on Buffering Podcast for episode 63. It's always fun to have a Skype thing because we get to have this sitcom seating kind of for John, and there's just this big open hole right here.
What's the deal?
we're all watching one of John's shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Or vice versa.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. So, John, you have not been on the show before.
I have not. Virgin.
But with that, usually what we try to do is give a lot of listeners context as to where you're coming from with everything. So what are you streaming? What are you watching, listening to, services? What do you got?
Sure. What am I watching right now?
Yeah.
FX and AMC is all I'm watching right now. No. That's a loaded question, Dan. Can we this down? What are we doing here?
Okay, let's focus it in. What are your streaming services that you use?
I don't think anything but Netflix.
So with that, I mean, do you just favor TV shows? Do you do the movie thing? Do you still get DVDs?
I do. I actually do both. I do Netflix instant queue and regular DVDs because I don't like waiting for new stuff that I forgot to see in the theater still.
Right.
I'm still holding on.
So with that, I mean, I've tried Redbox a couple of times. Are you watching movies on DVD consistently enough where you are utilizing the DVD service like before the instant streaming was available? Would you say?
Not as much, definitely. Probably just because I'm busy than I used to be when I used to knock out 3 movies a day.
Right.
4 times a week. But yeah, I'm using them still consistently enough, I would say.
I was never good at that, though. It was just, like, as soon as you got it, you're like, oh, I'll get around to it. But then it just kind of piled up like a bill where it's just like, oh, I should probably do something about that.
No, that's true. I've gone down. I used to do 3 all the time at Netflix. And then I went down to 2. Then I went down to 1. Now I'm back up to 2 because I'm finding a little more time. But, yeah, I had Safety Not Guaranteed sitting in my apartment for like a month and a half until I got around to doing it.
That's a travesty. That the movie was fantastic.
It was fantastic. My fiance hates independent movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, not hates, but she doesn't get any of them. So if it's weirder or different, she's like, That's all it is. It's just nothing where I'm enthralled and captivated.
Egan, you ever want to watch one of those? Skype me up. We'll watch it together, bro. We'll watch it together.
But even for when you're getting DVDs, are most of the DVDs movies, or do you still do the TV series through DVD as well?
I think it's more the streaming is when I do TV shows. I'll catch up on them, and then I'll rent them if they haven't been watched. Otherwise, I'm usually good with recording and getting on new shows, and I unfortunately made it through the first half of Revolution just from NBC.
That, yeah, you have DVR, don't you?
I do, and an HBO and Showtime, so streaming doesn't affect me as much right now.
Well, do you exploit the HBO Go thing now that you have the iPad?
Never used it, and I probably should. I just have never been in a situation where I should go, you know what, maybe I should pull up my phone and watch True Blood on this 5-inch screen instead of my TV.
True. I wasn't sure how on the go you need to be before you break down and watch something on HBO.
Yeah, that's true. You can always wait for it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Streaming, I guess, music. I don't do a lot. I think I'm officially getting too old because I'm still downloading music off of like Aries and then putting it on my iPad or my iPod and then making CDs for my car. I still do all of that. I think I'm getting old, I think.
Well, do you exploit the iCloud thing or iTunes Match or whatever that thing's called?
The cloud.
All that stuff that's, you know, foaming through Apple. Do you use that stuff to stream your own music?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up, but signals. I don't do the Genius or iCloud or anything like that.
Because, I mean, having that is a really nice service to have your music on the go, essentially. And any TV shows and movies that you've purchased through iTunes. It's now that you have the iPad, I should say. As a recommendation.
Yes, I'll agree. I think I heard that.
Yeah, sorry. It's for some reason we just had a weird signal bump, and it's showing the red exclamation point. But we're hardwired in, so I don't know what else we could do to fix this. So we can just hope that it'll probably go away in I'm going to say one more minute because that's what I've been seeing. It's about 2 minutes. I still haven't figured out what this internet problem is, and my provider hasn't either. But what can you do?
Just looking at Egan, you know. It's easy to see how it could overwhelm a signal. I mean, but we can see you blinking right now, so it has to be recovering quite nicely.
Yeah. The stream is pretty steady of your face.
So that just means that the computer's crap. I don't know. So temporarily, James, what about you? What are you watching? What are you...
Stream on Netflix, watch Hulu, do not have a Plus subscription, although it's been tempting, and it's one of those things where it's like, if you have a significant other, do you just bite the bullet and combine streams, and it's kind of like, do I really want my girlfriend knowing that I have watched 7 episodes of Star Trek Voyager in one night? Probably not, you know, it's probably not the best relationship building thing. What do I watch right now? I don't really have a TV, so I watch... I watch New Girl. I watch Revolution on the Hulu. I watch Go On, Matthew Perry. Super formulaic, but enjoyable, as opposed to Whitney Cummings, who had a great, great raunchy stand-up, and then the show got totally neutered by a very stereotypical sitcom formula. In terms of Netflix, I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately. I've also kind of... ventured into the realm of on-demand with televisions because I've been helping do some work out at my folks' place, and so I've been enjoying some on-demand in that way. And then
like the free on-demand or the actual?
No, the free on-demand. Yeah. The free on-demand. I mean, because they have you know, a plethora of movies, not great, you know, but
it's like Netflix B-list. Almost.
Yeah, yeah, no, and but then you know, very much like Hulu, they typically have the last 3 to 4 episodes of all the major sitcoms and, you know, like Revolution, things like that. So, oh my god,
we just lost John.
I hit my
mic. Oh god, we lost.
I feel
John.
Like I hit my microphone stand and it was like boop boop. I think that's been my big thing. And then Spotify for Christmas time. I've just been listening to all sorts of.
Oh, hello.
There he is.
John, are you there?
Yes.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
Why is this giving us just such a...
Let's see. Yeah, it's kind of rocky right now, but...
I don't know what it is. I was actually going to check the speed for a second here to see if that...
It was good. It was perfect until we started talking back and forth. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I mentioned I mentioned going to TVs and it was like, wrong. Buffering podcast will not be about TV streaming. Wrong. This must be through the internet.
It'll pick back up soon.
But that's my big thing. Spotify, enjoying that for the holiday season, adding all sorts of obscure stuff that I can find, and then also really reveling in all the amazing Motown collections and obscure collections and Sufjan Stevens' silver and gold collection. It's like all of his holiday music that he's
right.
made. It's like a 50-60 song collection that you can buy, and it's actually streaming on his site, but they actually have it on Spotify, the brand new one that just came out in November. So
cool.
I was amazed with how many Christmas songs he's done.
And original ones, too.
Yeah.
The interpretations are really fun, but the kind of random new Christmas songs, that's one of those things that I always really enjoy, is trying to find new Christmas songs that have come up, because it's not one of those things, like, you have your staples. You have your secular staples and your non-secular staples.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got the new breed. And sometimes great. All I Want for Christmas by You, Mariah Carey, MC, right? Okay. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. It's been covered a bunch of times. But then sometimes you come out with a Christmas song, not so good.
You know? See, I was so hung up on your Facebook post about asking for Christmas songs because first it forced me to think outside of the norm of music where, it's not the Bing Crosby, it's not Frank Sinatra, it's not Dean Martin,
a cover. It's not Michael Bublé doing essentially Frank Sinatra's Christmas album,
right,
you know?
Right. And so you have to go beyond that. And I know that one of them I sent you was a cover, Baby It's Cold Outside, but it was a fun one.
But it was amazing.
One.
It was amazing.
That is a fun one with Sammy Davis Jr. But then the Don't Estás Santa Claus with Guster. I got the CD from Target way back when, and it's just like all these music, these Christmas covers and a couple original pieces, and I've only been listening to the original pieces at this point. It's like, yeah, the covers are just covers to me now.
Yeah.
And I just can't stand them.
Yeah. Well, I'll say when I was living down south, we had a Christmas exchange, Secret Santa style.
Right.
And we all had to make each other gifts. So I thought that it would be really funny. I got one of our construction managers. I thought it would be really funny to make him a mix CD, put a picture of myself, which this is a visual gag, but just a picture of me with my thumbs up, like on both sides, smiling really big with Santa hat on for the cover. Like, and that was me making the face. And but then I thought, you know what would be really, really funny is better than making a mix CD would be to make a mix CD of my favorite secular and non-secular songs with me and my friends singing them.
Oh, I was
so we recruited a bunch of people, and we made the Ugly Sweater Christmas album. And then the next year, I got him again. So we got together, and we got together and had some drinks, and somebody would like play something on the guitar and be like, "Yeah, okay, that's completely random. Let's do Pearl Jam doing We Three Kings." It'd just be completely random. But that's the kind of fun cover that I enjoy. Like when I'm looking for streaming things, I'll type in the name of a song and I'll be like, Glenn Danzig covering Good King Wenceslas. Yeah, all right, put that on. Let's hear that. That's totally made up, but that would be maybe one of the most fantastic versions of Good King Wenceslas you could possibly imagine.
Or even like Dio doing Jingle Bells.
that would make my naughty beer list if I were to have an amazing naughty time music mix.
Oh, fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, just thinking about new Christmas music. When the new version of the live action version of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas came out, where it was Jim Carrey as the Grinch. My folks bought the album for that soundtrack.
Why?
What did that have? Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray? Maybe.
It had.
Had to think.
Ooh, wait a second.
It had Bare Naked Ladies on it, and it had Faith Hill and some others, but I mean, it,
did it have Ronnie Howard?
Some of it is very good, but there's like excerpts from the movie where it's Jim Carrey as the Grinch, being all Grinchy, and I don't know. It's,
the Muppet movie did that too with its new soundtrack, where every other, like every few tracks, it was like a 3-second clip of one line trying to preface the next song.
Yeah.
When they could just make a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Just maybe.
Yeah. Yep. And the Ocean's 11 soundtrack was like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
but that was.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that as much.
So
if you haven't heard it, jump on Spotify.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
If you really need to.
I'm gonna push it.
But one thing I wanted to mention before we switched over to Movie Bluff, really, well, I know, Adam, you have news as well.
Yep, I've got a bit of news.
But I'm going to throw in the big news first because it'd be more headline-y news.
Definitely.
And that would be the partnership between Disney and Netflix with a little asterisk saying in 2016.
But,
technically.
But the but is.
But there's some stuff on there now. It's almost like their B and C string animation stuff. Where, I mean, Pocahontas is big, but it's not Cinderella big. It's not Snow White big. So it's that they've introduced, what, Pocahontas, Dumbo, Alice in Wonderland, The Great Mouse Detective.
Rescuers?
Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching that.
A couple of the Brave Little Toaster sequels and the Air Bud spinoffs. Among other
Golden
things.
Golden Receiver?
I'm pretty sure that's one of them.
So.
And like the Air Buddies or whatever the multiple puppy one is. Though one thing I did find on there recently, and I don't know if this is a part of the partnership or just timed for holidays, but they did put A Nightmare Before Christmas on there as well.
Hmm.
So it's kind of this nice bonus right before Christmas, other than the list of stuff that we've mentioned before, like Looper and The Campaign and...
What about Seventh Inning Fetch? Is that on there?
What with what now?
Seventh Inning Fetch, the third one.
I have not the foggiest.
I like how you're like, the third one?
Obviously.
Yeah, I know which one in the order.
Clearly.
No, it was one of those things where I pulled it up on Netflix today after I saw all the news and just kind of scanned through. It was like, Air Bud, Air Bud, Air Bud, Air Bud, Air Bud, Air Bud. Okay, they're there. I saw the font and I was like, okay. I know what this movie is.
Oh, and you were so relieved.
Yes, I'm glad that now I have full access to the Air Bud sequels, having not seen any of them.
Thank God.
I really wish...
Finally!
I really wish some of their live-action stuff would port over, too. And I know we've had this discussion, but wasn't Blank Check Disney?
Yes, it was.
Because I want that on Netflix.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And some of the other... TV movies that they made in the late 90s.
Yeah.
I would like to see those.
Man of the House.
Oh, God.
Brink. The inline skating movie. So good. And
never,
I'm all about that.
Never saw that one.
Yeah.
Missed that one.
That was like my end of summer movie in middle school sometime. So, yeah.
Now, let's be clear. You're not talking about Mighty Ducks 2, where they're all... rollerblading around Minneapolis.
No.
Right? Okay, I was just
no.
Check.
No, wasn't it one where they went through what's it mall? It's more like one long building rather than a mall, whatever that place is. But they also did the inline skating in the second one where they were playing street hockey with
Knuckle Puck.
With Kenan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. I was on that dude.
With the Mighty Ducks.
Hmm?
D2, the Mighty Ducks.
D2, yeah. Yes. And then D3 in Iceland or Greenland. Or I know they made the joke, like, Iceland's green and Greenland's very icy. Ha, 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 I'm evil.
Knuckle Puck. That's all
he
you need to know.
Knuckle Puck.
That's all you need to
How
know.
How did he stop the Knuckle Puck?
Yeah, there's the chick that lassos people, and there's the figure skater, and then there's Knuckle Puck. I mean, oh, my God. Oh, Egan,
readily
literally
available.
Any movie you ever want to watch, you call me up, we're going to watch it, because you have D2
Get
right there.
Home. Yeah.
Oh my VHS. It's a VHS tape. Okay, the picture for this episode is going to be Egan holding D2 because that's the greatest visual I can ever imagine for pretty much anything ever.
Oh.
Also, we need to figure out, you need to put a link on the Buffering Podcast website about whether the Mighty Ducks franchise is available on streaming as a part of this deal.
No, what we need to do is start a petition to get it on there.
If it isn't, if it isn't already.
Yeah. I assume it isn't. I feel like there would be some news behind that somewhere.
It's got to be on there. Oh,
your audio's back.
Hey.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, okay, so we just need to keep the Apple TV off and we're good to go.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're smooth. You're smooth as butter. Something was streaming or
downloading and probably causing it.
Aha.
Oh, my.
There we go.
Yeah. Anywho.
Problemo solved.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, let's start this over from the beginning.
Okay. Action.
Right, go.
Well, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what do you stream?
Yeah,
what's your naughty time beer?
What is your naughty time beer? But with it's nice to have Disney on there, but it's turning out a lot like the DreamWorks partnership where they're going to have most of the, if not all of the animated DreamWorks movies on Netflix by 2013 sometime. Mm-hmm. And they announced that last year, but this time we're waiting 4 years.
Yeah, 2016.
But it'll be interesting to see what pans out in terms of, with this deal, it's Walt Disney Animation, Pixar Animation, Marvel Studios, and Disney Nature. Mm-hmm. But with Lucasfilms recently acquired and knowingly making at least one feature by 2015, there's optimism that that might port over as a later agreement.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Dan and I were talking about this earlier, but with Starz leaving Netflix and Starz being the distributor of the Disney franchise before this, and now Disney leaving Starz to go to Netflix, Netflix's big FU to Starz, you know, in the end, because Disney was one of the largest, you know, accounts that Starz as a distributor I think had.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty interesting relationship. And then, you know, like you said, it's like, okay, at what point does Disney just stop making any original content and just go with all of these franchises it's acquired between LucasArts and indie and, you know, and Marvel and, you know, all these other things, you know, kind of what's the extent of that?
They can just rest on their laurels.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, you know, Mickey, just keep going to Disneyland. We'll make those Christmas commercials where it's like, I'm too excited to sleep, you know?
I personally blame The Princess and the Frog for not doing well.
It wasn't that bad, though.
But then you had Tangled, which was just pure awesome. And amazing.
But that wasn't like hand drawn like their style.
Well, yeah, but it's still a Disney princess, and it follows kind of in the tradition in a way, because it's almost like a crossover between their animated and their computer.
I'm hoping that the catering to the princess lineage is kind of over. I think that hopefully they have enough women in their leadership structure that says it's all right to encourage like this fantasy, but at the same time, it's like the only thing that you promote for girls being this kind of princess damsel in distress model. I think that pushes a lot of what they're promoting at this point, saying like, you don't have to be helpless to be a,
Just appropriate. They've done is just appropriate a lot of existing stories.
Oh,
Once the, you know, the Grimm fairy tales and all that stuff that well runs out, we'll see if something new comes up.
Yeah, we'll buy Marvel, or we'll make an agreement with Netflix.
Make a Marvel Star Wars crossover.
That was the sound of all of the people listening to this podcast and downloading it in the future's brains just exploding.
Because I mean, they have their Final Fantasy game, Kingdom Hearts. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering how long it will take to get that integrated into it, where one of the levels is a Star Wars level.
Yeah, or a Marvel level,
Amazing. Or even some like short cartoon where Mickey is like Spider-Man,
Darth Vader, the evil empire, continues to grow. Did you guys read about Amazon putting they did with their streaming service? I think it might have just been announced recently, in the last week or so. They're doing a streaming service for kids and putting a ton of animated shows on their Amazon Live for free.
I did not hear this.
I just, in preparation for the podcast, I'd like to go and see if I can find any streaming tidbits, and that was one of the things that I read today. I just read it on the way, or just before I left for the podcast. But maybe something for next week. Maybe a little prompty prompt.
Yeah. Something to cover.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But Adam, I know that you had something as well before we start the game.
Yes. It's a little bit of a tangent off of the streaming world, but it's still very tech and relevant to our conversation. So Steam, which, you know, you can buy lots of games from them and
it's console games for a computer.
Yes, basically. They are taking a leap from the computer to your TV with this new service called Big Picture. And basically what it is an interface that they have developed which makes it very easy to use your computer as a console for your TV. So, and they're starting to add controller compatibility for a lot of their games that you can buy from Steam. So it's this really cool thing. I was playing with it a little bit before I came over today, and yeah, it looks really cool. It's very similar in some respects to like the PlayStation layout of their menus, or the Xbox right. 360, where it's, you know, big icons and you can navigate everything with a controller,
right?
And it's very easy to get to everything. And they actually developed a browser too that is pretty intuitive too, and it looks like a really nice thing, to the point where they are, one of the things that they're talking about is like having a computer that is dedicated and just always plugged into your TV so that you can use Steam in that way. So I it seems like a really cool service.
So is it more like an externally hooked up Google TV type of thing, or
sort of? I mean,
is it more like you're streaming from your computer to your TV? Like, is it still the computer, or is it a separate system? Because that's,
you're basically plugging your computer into your TV.
Oh, okay.
And it's an interface that functions better on your TV than just using your keyboard and mouse and like playing games that way, so that you can actually use your controller or whatever. And I mean, that's a pretty cool list of games, a pretty big list of games, I should say, that already have controller support, and I would assume that they're adding more and more as they go along. And one of the ones that I saw on there right away was Portal 2. That has controller support now, so that'd be fun. And
cool.
What else did I see?
Other stuff, probably.
Yeah. A few other notable titles, but there was like a slew of games that nobody's ever heard of, but look kind of cool. But yeah, it just seems like it's really interesting to me to see that Steam is sort of making the leap from PC to home entertainment system, TV, console realm to deliver their content.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, before we switch over to Movie Bluff completely, James, I know that you were talking to John about the rules. Want to make sure that he hit everything. Did he mention the trilogy rule?
No.
No, okay. So, basically, I know he explained everything else about how you hop from movie to actor, or actor to actor, or movie to movie, what have you. But what happens is whenever a movie within a trilogy or series comes up, so hypothetically, somebody says, Goldeneye.
Yeah.
No other Pierce Brosnan Bond movie can be named until three other movies have been named. Like, we try to put space between stuff, so you can't go like A New Hope, Harrison Ford, Empire Strikes Back, you know, just kind of bouncing straight through. We're trying to put some space in there.
Sure. So you'd have to say like Goldeneye, Taylor in Panama, Rene Russo, whatever the hell she else is in.
Right.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah,
Dunstan checks in. I don't know if that's
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup. And then thereafter, you could make your way back to The World Is Not Enough or something like that. So it works with, we categorize it as, like, there are two separate groups of Star Wars movies. Each Bond movie is based on who played Bond at that time.
You guys are starting to cut out again.
Yeah, I noticed that too on the screen, but hopefully it's, I mean, the Apple TV's off, so we'll just be diligent and speak clearly for safety's sake. Other than that, did he mention that TV shows are eligible?
Oh, I did.
Okay, so maybe the sound is skipping out too much. What would be the best way to fix this? Because we've had this problem before.
Hey guys, this is Dan. I just want to save you the time from this. We had some technical difficulties with the internet. It cut out. John got dropped. And so what resulted from it is actually we have an extra bonus track for you, which should already be posted on our website. Check that out. It's mostly James and Adam talking while I fidget with stuff. And then we bring John back in, and then we run a practice round of movie bluff to get him acclimated and to get things moving. So check all of that out, bufferingpodcast.com. Back to the show. Let's start.
Let's do this. I want to win.
I mean, since we're also jumping into this fair whenever enough. We want. That was our test round where we excluded Adam for a long
loosening
time.
Up.
But Adam, since you're the first person out as we officially start this game now, right now, I'll let you start, but it goes to James first.
Hi. Okay.
Counterclockwise.
So, since we're on the subject of River Phoenix, and I totally just looked at it, and I'm going to say you can't say River Phoenix because that's just not fair. And why would you?
Right.
I'm going to start with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade cast.
Sean Connery movie.
So, John, to you, it's Sean Connery movie.
Dragonheart.
Just didn't want that hack that first time, I guess. You know, I'm going to be a dick and say pass.
You're going to bow out just like that?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
You seen Dragonheart?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, dude, that's like so up your alley. It's not even funny.
The only part of it that I know of is that Sean Connery voices a dragon.
It's true.
And that he says, "Why do Chinese girls taste different than other girls?"
one of the many, many reasons why Dragonheart was not a huge commercial success.
Yeah.
So now you have me intrigued, so I'm just going to...
I really... This one's a tricky one. It really is.
Everyone's going to hate me for like putting hard ones in this game.
No. It's one of those things
you for putting Dragonheart out there, and I fault myself for being so ignorant.
Yeah. I agree with James.
And I despise Dan and Adam.
I think I should be able to find one name from that cast, and there was totally like a lady that the dragon befriends who I should be able to think of, because I totally saw the trailers for that when I was a little kid and not quite old enough to see the movie because my parents wouldn't let me. But
it's a dragon.
Yeah.
And a lady.
So what you got?
Julia Roberts movie.
I'm going to call shenanigans that Julia Roberts
was in
the Dragonheart.
No. She probably wasn't.
No.
Well, I'm pulling it up now, and I'm going to say probably not, too.
No. She'd be
oh wow, there's some names that I know on this though.
Yeah,
there were. It was if I remember correctly, it was an impressive cast, but I don't know.
So that means it is Dragonheart cast to you, James.
Can I pass as well?
So that means John does get the.
That's good, John. You deserve it. You deserve it, buddy.
The game has reinforced it. You really deserved the first point.
Yeah.
So that
I could even name another cast member.
Well, solidify.
Yeah.
Was Ethan?
I believe Dennis Quaid was the lead actor.
Yeah. He was. I did pull that up.
Dennis
so.
Quaid.
And Pete Postlethwaite.
Also, I think a young Jason Isaacs as well.
Yep.
Man.
God damn it. That's when I...
Okay, so John, you have the first point, and since I was out first, I start...
Clockwise.
Clockwise this time, so John will come to you, and I will I will say somebody, probably. Starting it off is always interesting. You know what? I just picked up one of his movies, so I will say Tom Cruise movie. To you, John.
Sweet.
A Mission Impossible 2 cast.
I can't keep them straight.
I remember seeing it in theaters.
Yeah. You and the rest of America. I think I was working in a movie theater at that time, and I had to screen it.
I actually saw it at Westwind.
Yeah, yeah. Mission Impossible 2.
Twang.
Bang.
I just bought it.
I'm going to go Simon Pegg. Movie.
I'm going to call your bluff on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. He was in one of the Mission Impossibles. He was the tech guy in one of them. It might have been three. It might have been five. How many are they up to now? Four?
Four. They just did four.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll concede it without even looking. I have no idea. Mission Impossible. So that means... Jet Li.
So, Adam, that means it's Mission Impossible 2 to you.
Yeah. And that's the only one that I haven't seen. I thoroughly enjoyed Ghost Protocol. I was really hoping we would go for that one, but...
thanks a lot, John.
Yeah.
Sorry, ruining the fun of it.
MI2. So, Ving Rhames, I think. And... Movie.
So I'm just going to have fun with this to keep the game going since, like I said, I remember seeing it in theaters way back when. And I remember the plot, kind of, about the girl who, like, there was something about a poison and instead of it being released to anyone else, she got it or something because she's, like, greater good.
I believe that was Mission Impossible 3.
Was that? Lord, if I know then.
Because I saw that one.
Oh, if that sounds familiar, then never mind.
Dan just dug it out of the sand, and...
I might be lying.
Could be. So, Ving Rhames instead, and every time I think of him, it's him and Michael Clark Duncan just kind of blend some of their roles.
May he rest in peace.
Yes. But I will say Pulp Fiction cast to you, John, to open this up a bit.
Sure. Let's say Bruce Willis and movie.
The Fifth Element. Cast.
Oh, fuck, what's that guy's name? I mean, I know there's one that I should do, but...
Don't do it.
I know that guy. Ian Holm, movie.
Oh. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, cast.
Orlando Bloom, movie.
Beautiful bastard.
The Good Doctor. I saw the movie poster recently on some website. I was like, oh, hey, look, Orlando Bloom. But I will also say movie, John.
Oh, you saved me on that one.
me too.
Let's say The Three Musketeers.
Ooh.
And Cat.
Oh, I got this.
Oh, cripes.
Bow out, buddy.
Ooh, got... Oh, shit, I can't remember that guy's name, though.
Mm.
I know him.
I think I know what you're thinking of, and I have him.
Yeah.
That guy.
I can name a couple roles, but...
Just because I want to say it. Brian Blessed movie.
That was unnecessarily loud and hurt my ears.
I'm sorry. I should have distanced myself from the microphone.
What did you even say?
He couldn't even tell.
Or nuts.
He said Brian Blessed.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Brian Blessed is the B in the first name or first and last name start with the same letter. He's the B in the ABC, and C is Christopher Cross. I'm just throwing that out there.
Amy Adams. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Danny DeVito. This could be another game for this. I'm just throwing it out there. Go ahead.
Emilio Estevez.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Beautiful.
So I don't know this well enough, but I will say
F.
Shenanigans on your Brian Blessed.
I have no idea. I don't know if he really was in the Three Musketeers or not.
I would admit that was probably not.
It was a pretty big bluff. I mean, maybe. I'm not going to rule out the possibility. Brian Blessed.
Relatively really recent.
Yeah.
No. Or did you pull up
Three Musketeers? I'm just looking at Brian Blessed's
filmography. That was last year, right?
Are we talking about the British actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Okay, so
Adam and I are out.
Yep, and yep. It's to me and okay, so I know
consolation fist bump.
It's not going to go this way. It's Christopher what's his name? Who I'm trying to think of, but I can't think of his last name. German guy. But oh my god, I can only remember his character name now. Son of a bitch. I can think of three roles. Okay, what is this guy's name? I know this and I don't know it. Fuck. And realistically, since it's just down to the two of us, I can picture the guy. I can say that he was in Rome and he was in Kill the Irishman.
You can say it as much as you want.
And I can picture his face. I can't think of his fucking name.
Egan, can you hit it?
I know him.
Yeah, you even had him in a status update recently, which pisses me off. And I know this, but oh, fucking
no,
hell.
That was somebody. That was somebody else.
Oh, but yeah, but you didn't you like steal it or something?
No. Oh, I mentioned him in probably what show he's on right now.
Yes, yes. That's what it was.
Just say that show and say his name, and we'll give you the point, buddy.
No, give me another half second.
I'm gonna give him a half second.
10.
Yeah, I got nothing. I really can't pull that out of my ass. What's his name?
Ray Stevenson.
There he is.
The Punisher.
Of all the cast.
Wilkes, too.
Yes. Yep. Yes. God damn it.
I will say, at least I knew Christopher Wilkes.
Showtime. It was three.
Oh, God.
All right. So the first person to bow is me.
Yes. So
and it is going counterclockwise.
Yes.
It's going back to you, John. You're always starting. And I will say, in light of our wonderful discussion and explanation earlier, Michael J. Fox movie.
Sure. Back to the Future 2, and then, did I just say cast?
Cast or movie?
Cast.
Okay, so that would... I will... say Crispin Glover. Oh. But I will also say cast.
Oh.
I didn't want to do Willard. Not that one, the other one.
You totally could have said Crispin Glover movie and it would have been fine.
Now I feel better about
it
too.
Why? I've seen it. My brain is not firing in all cylinders tonight.
Who's in 1 and 3?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Well, God.
I was almost going to start with one of those, too.
Coming next week, we'll have the Buffering Podcast starring Dan Whalen, James Wheeler, and or John Egan. with Adam silently sitting in the corner and monitoring sound levels.
Pretty much. Oh, boy.
While uttering all of the cast members that he did not name this week under his breath.
Christopher...
Cross.
Crisscross.
Let's wear our clothing backwards, too. I even bought one of this guy's movies recently, too. I can see it right there.
Uh-huh. Fuck. Okay. I just have to pass. I feel horrible.
Christopher Lloyd movie.
Damn it. Ah.
Yeah, so, John, I saw that the signal is going crazy again, but it's Christopher Lloyd movie to you.
Piranha 3D and movie.
Thank you, because Lord of
Oh, my God.
All right, let's go on this trip for a while. I will say Camp Nowhere movie.
Are you shitting me?
I just bought it on Blu-ray for $3.
Camp Nowhere.
No, movie.
Oh, movie.
Yeah.
Clue. Cast.
To you, John.
Tim Curry. Movie.
Home Alone 2. Cast.
I'm going to go with... Macaulay Culkin. And... that's unfair to do. I'm going to say cast.
Oh, you're going to say movie. I would do Rob Schneider and cast.
Oh, my God. That's right. Okay. So I will go off the family and say Kieran Culkin. Mm-hmm. And I will say... I'll say movie.
And I will say Igby Goes Down.
Ooh.
And I will say cast.
Not what I would have said.
Well, yeah, because you're a mean, mean person who doesn't get the answers right. And Mrs. Christopher effing Lloyd.
I don't know why I couldn't think of
Great
it.
Great Scott!
All right, so we have Igby Goes Down and cast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Julia Roberts, movie.
Hook, cast.
As much as I want to say Rufy.
Oh,
I'm going to go Robin Williams. Movie.
Oh, you said movie?
Movie.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Flubber. Movie.
Ha!
Why can't I think of what that one's called? Well, then I will say Jumanji.
Oh, nice.
And what are you watching?
Never mind the tropical sounds.
Okay.
No big deal.
Buffering podcast can be fun on Stitcher Smart Radio.
Jumanji cast.
Jumanji cast. Sweet mother. Jumanji.
That's just the radiator. Don't worry.
Jumanji cast.
It's not a stampede of animals.
Shut your mouth. Who is the little kids? They're all grown and they're actors now.
One of them turned into a monkey.
Yeah, I know. I will go Jumanji cast, Kirsten Dunst movie.
Alright, Virgin Suicide movie.
Marie Antoinette movie.
I will say Eternal. Oh my God. I'm totally blanking on the name of that movie.
It is complicated and convoluted.
Eternal.
Now you know how I feel.
No, you miss Christopher Lloyd, dude. It is not the chain. Eternal Sunshine.
It's your brain misbehaving.
Eternal. frick. Ah, screw it. Spider-Man 2. Cast.
Cast?
Yeah, yes. Cast, sorry.
Nice.
Tobey Maguire movie.
Pleasantville, Cast.
Oh, wonderful. Jeff Daniels. Movie. I love Pleasantville.
Me too.
A Tron Legacy.
Ooh, nice.
Huh. Jeff Daniels.
I'm going to say you're thinking of Jeff Bridges?
Oh.
And Calling Your Shenanigans.
And you're going to be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there, yep. There, yeah, and there he goes down.
He disappeared. Oh, yeah. The
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, we lost the video.
And by video, John disappeared.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Jeff Bridges.
Was
to
in Tron. No, I was calling his shenanigans.
Okay.
So it's Jeff Daniels to me.
Okay.
And Dumb and Dumber Cast.
Jim Carrey movie.
The Mask movie.
I'll go with Punch Drunk Love movie. It's like just volleyball back and forth. All this.
Yeah, and I didn't even know he was in that one, so I'm glad you said movie. Oh. So still Jimmy.
Jim.
How the Grinch Stole
And then name someone else who is foolish enough to sign on
to get
onto that.
Well, I can't think of if Ron Howard's brother, who's in everything that Ron Howard directs, was in that to go as a backup for that. While I
don't know.
BS for a second and a half to say the Majestic movie.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Truman Show movie. That's a big yawn from John Egan. It's an hour later there.
Sorry. I was just drifting.
It's tough. It's tough beating everybody in movie blood. Life's hard when you're a baller.
I Love You, Philip Morris, Cast.
Oh, that's beautiful. Nice. That's beautiful. What was his freaking name? In the interest of time allotment, I'm going to say, I'm going to concede that point. That's a good one.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor.
Yep. That's beautiful. Congratulations.
So, I think
1-1.
I think, doesn't he have 2 on me now?
Yeah, 2-1.
I do have 2.
Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Got 2.
So I say, starting where we did, we have time for one more.
Yeah, let's go one
more. To try it out. So Adam, cool. I believe you were...
First out,
so it starts with you and comes my way.
Yep, yet again.
It's not like you've had a lot of time to think.
Yeah, not at all.
Christopher Lloyd.
Bringing the... Wouldn't that be funny? But no, I think... what's some territory we haven't tread on yet? Let's go with a Robert Downey Jr. movie.
All right, I will say Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Of course you will.
Of course I will, but to have fun, I will say movie. To you, John.
Well, I've seen it now, so
that's good.
I loved it.
Let's say Iron Man and Cast.
Let's say... Gwyneth Paltrow, Cast.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, but Jeff Bridges. Movie.
All right. Big Lebowski, Cast.
Steve Buscemi, Cast.
Boardwalk Empire.
Cast.
Oh, Cast. Oh.
Oh.
What was it, Big Lebowski?
Yeah, Big Lebowski cast.
Let's go with John Turturro.
Don't fuck with the Jesus.
Nobody fuck with the Jesus, man. And I will go movie.
John Turturro.
Great, yeah.
Great Scott. This is going to be his Christopher Lloyd. Adam's done. Moving on.
Mother duck.
You make you, you.
I've got an awesome answer.
I weep for you, my friend.
I have at least two answers. Well,
when Katie's not here, he's got nothing, man. His mojo is at an all-time low. I'm sorry.
Come on,
dude. You guys have this great energy together, but when you're alone, John, no matter how much he yawns, he cannot reinvigorate you.
I miss you, Katie. Let's see.
Happy anniversary to you.
What you got?
John Turturro. I can see his face now.
Just pass.
I can see his face in my mind. And he's been in things. I know he's been in things.
And stuff.
But I would like you to tell me what else John Turturro's been in.
By officially calling shenanigans?
Calling his bluff, yes.
So where to go with this?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Yeah.
And I will say cast to Dan. Right?
Right.
That's how it
goes. Right. I will say Stephen Root movie to you, John.
Office Space. And I'll be nice and say movie.
Okay, Office Space movie, James.
And I will say... another movie that's...
Yes, another Stephen Root movie. Character actors. You gotta love them.
That's tough. I'll pass.
All right, so Stephen Root movie to me. I will say... News Radio cast.
Oh, that's good.
Radio.
News Radio.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
No. News Radio.
News Radio.
The television
show.
Sorry.
Let's say Andy Dick and movie.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, brutal. Say movie. Make him name another Andy Dick movie.
Oh, there are tons. I will say cast.
Hal Sparks.
Was that Hal Sparks?
It was.
It was okay. Hal Sparks. Ashton Kutcher movie.
The Butterfly Effect. Yeah.
Ethan Suplee movie.
Unstoppable movie.
Mallrats cast.
Jason Lee, movie.
It's a match for the ages now. Dan Whalen, John Egan, they're going back and forth. Banning them out. We're looking to Dan.
Yeah, for a Jason Lee movie, and I will say Almost Famous cast.
It's back to John.
Let's say Billy Crudup, movie.
Big Fish cast.
Ewan McGregor movie.
Please.
The Island cast.
Scarlett Johansson.
Nice
movie.
Yes. North cast.
Elijah Wood. Movie.
Yes.
He packs quite a wallop, and it comes right back to Dan.
This is awesome. Okay, Elijah Wood. I will say The Good Son cast.
It's the bout of the century.
Movie.
Oh!
I will say Party Monster cast.
This right here is a match for the ages.
Movie.
One more time.
Green movie.
Wanted to make sure. I figured you got it. I will say The Italian Job, the new one. And I will say... No. I will say Idle Hands cast.
Jessica Alba cast.
Was that Jessica,
Jessica
Alba?
Jessica Alba. Okay. Yep. Okay.
If I was back with great aplomb, Dan's on the ropes now. This could be game point.
I just got to think of that guy's name. I know. Because, The main character's name starts with a D, and I can't think of it, but the dad is...
His name's not Dad. It's an old-fashioned battle of wits.
Oh, my God. He just got busted for pulling a Pee-wee Herman. Oh, fuck.
He was masturbating in the Paranormal Theater.
Yes, he was. And...
Ah!
I'm just having fun over there.
It's the sound he made.
Oh, man. You know what? Just for fun, even though I've basically given away anyway, John, I will challenge. Can you name somebody else? Name somebody else from the cast.
I think you gave it away, but I believe it's Fred Willard.
Thank you. I just wanted to hear it rather than lose by hearing it.
Dan pulls out the glove, goes to slap John Egan. John Egan grabs the glove, punches him in the face. It's a 3-1 victory. Hooray!
It's true. John, congratulations. You've
thoroughly trounced us all.
Yeah, in your inaugural round of Movie Bluff. And as the victor, we'll start off with you. What do you have to plug starting from Friday or there on that you want people to know about?
Starting from when? Sorry?
Friday.
Oh, when will this be out? Next week?
No, this will be out on Friday.
Oh, perfect. If you're in Wisconsin, in the Green Bay, Appleton area, I'm at Skyline Comedy Cafe, December 7th and 8th. Also, you can go to ComedyStayOnline.com. I'm at Comedy City DePere often. Also, my YouTube and Facebook is John Egan Comedy, so just type in the website / that. My podcast should be returning soon, but it's Critic Egan Podcast. If you want to research back episodes, besides that, find me. I should be out there. I think that's it.
Twitter?
Oh, Egan J. EGANJ. Very simple.
There we go.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then, plug your YouTube series.
Oh, sure. If you know what Who Hot is, it's a Mongolian grill with the all-you-can-eat kind of grill thing. I won free meals there for a year, so I get one free meal a week. So after I have the meal, I'm chronicling it on a YouTube series, and Mr. Dan Whelan was kind enough to give me the idea of trying the other competitors, which I started this week. So watch that series every week, because it's 3 minutes of your life, and it's not that much.
Awesome. Yeah.
And it's good ideas for when we're around here and have, BD Wong? What's that called?
Khan's Mongolian Grill.
Khan's is a go-to.
Oh, okay.
But we have another chain. I can't think of what it's called, but we're there once.
A little further south of Bloomington.
Burnsville. Cool. All right. So after that, James, it's up to you. What are you doing people should know about Friday or thereafter?
I don't really know how to follow that. Egan J, I think it was, on Twitter.
Yeah,
I just want to go to Green Bay and eat Mongolian barbecue with you.
And watch D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, dude, Knuckle Puck, we will do that up. I'm serious. That's a holiday road trip come true. The Union Station in downtown St. Paul is opening back up for the first time in a very long time to public transit. They have done a historical renovation of the space. It's going to house the light rail transit corridor, the Green Line, that's running between Minneapolis and St. Paul. They're kicking off 8:30 Saturday morning here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Come on out, hear public officials from Amy Klobuchar to the mayor of St. Paul, Chris Coleman, remarking on the amazing journey that space has taken and then stay all day. They're going to be doing a bunch of events throughout the day, talking about the restoration, talking about the new transit that's going to be going through it, and then stay in the evening because they are going to be showing in Union Station Elf as a holiday movie in the evening. So come on out. Check that out. Wonderful, wonderful work that's been done there, and really an amazing new transit hub that's really going to, I think, put downtown St. Paul on the map. Amtrak's going to be going through there. All the light rail's going to be going through there. Buses are going to be going through there. It's going to be really, really an amazing space for the city.
And plus, Christo's has their St. Paul location there, too, and it's a really awesome spot for, like, it's the nicest dining you could have for Greek is that location. It's it's beautiful in there.
You you can't beat a good revival building for a little bit of Greek. You can follow me at James Wheeler, capital M, capital N, JamesWheelerMN on Twitter. Check me on the Facebook, watch my YouTube videos, subscribe to my channels. Egan J. Go eat some Mongolian food with him.
Yeah.
He's a movie bluff maniac.
It's true.
Adam, what about you?
So for me, definitely if you're in the Twin Cities area, go check out the Terracotta Warriors exhibit at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. It's wonderful. Katie and I went and checked it out yesterday, and it was so cool. Just seeing all
the
artifacts.
8th wonder of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and for good reason. They have, I believe it's 8 examples of actual warriors from the tomb, and it's just really neat to see them up close. And of course, the other artifacts that they have in the exhibit, totally worth going to. So check it out, and that's going to be my big plug this week. Otherwise, I'm not even going to bother mentioning my Twitter because I haven't used it recently, at @AdamErdMann. And you can find out what I've been listening to music-wise on Last FM, and my name there is Adman7. And that's pretty much all I've got this week. Dan, what do you have?
So I've plugged this numerous times, but I finally went. The British Aero Awards at the Walker Arts Center, a collection of award-winning TV advertisements that are broadcast and developed in the UK. Fantastic advertisements. Really, like, there are a lot of really funny ones, or the really creative ones. There are the really, really, really depressing ones, like heart-wrenchingly terrible. I mean, they're great, but they're terrible. And it's a cool, like, hour and a half show. $10 if you're not a member of the Walker Art Center. $8 if you are one. WalkerArt.org. And I will recommend that everyone go onto YouTube and look up Aldi tea. Yeah, I think Aldi tea bags commercial would be enough, because I think that was one of my favorite ones, and it's, you know, all these advertisements came out in March, so they're definitely circulating on YouTube. So check that out. And I don't think I have anything else interesting coming up right now, so I will say you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whelan, WHELAN, and read articles that I'm posting on the Buffering website. So
I will say, James, you have an impressive almost 3,000 followers. I'm very jealous.
On the Twitter?
Yes.
Just wait until Egan J gets launched out of there, dude. You're going to get the old Buffering podcast bump. But let me tell you, everybody who's on with me, they enjoy the fruits of my labors.
Good. I hope I can pass 200 followers after 6 years on this stupid thing.
Hey, buddy, you bring me out to Mongolian Grill and we do a podcast / video / simul hootie booty from Green Bay, and watch that spike, son. And then we'll go to China and we'll do a live podcast with the Terracotta Warriors. It'll be epic. Epic.
Epic.
Okay, so I just confirmed it while you guys were talking. Aldi, T, look it up. Yeah. Layers commercial. But thank you both for being on the show. John, thank you for being on for your first time.
Thank you.
Royally, you know, trouncing us in our own game. So
yeah,
we bow to you. You win. You are movie champion.
I'll
come back every week just to compete against whoever's there.
That'd be a nice spotlight.
Oh, my.
It'd almost be like doing the drinking game Ride the Bus, but it's you play up to the John Egan level. Oh, sorry, John. Stumped you? Seven drinks.
Egan.
Oh, that's horrible and awesome. James, thank you also for being on. And
always a pleasure.
Bringing the energy that only a wheeler can.
The vivacity.
The mayor.
Yes, the mayor. Yes.
Of the former.
The mayor of the former Frank Oz Memorial Studio. But
that's another visual gag that y'all can't see, but trust me, we're all laughing.
He's doing the thing where he puts his arms together and he shakes them over his head. And thank you, Boba Fett, for also making a guest appearance.
Another visual gag.
Yeah, yep. And Bane, among others.
Yep.
And sorry for the technical difficulties. We'll figure this out one day. But thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 63, and we will see you next week.
Hooray!
So, say bye, guys.
Bye, guys!
Yeah, thank you.